This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're looking at who God is. The book of Hebrews says, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that God is. Is what? Is exactly who and what he says he is in the Bible. Now, the Bible tells us a lot about God, but not everything. And we've been looking at the big attributes of God, and then today we're going to look at the nature of God. But we know that God is eternal. We know that God is all-powerful. We know that God is present everywhere at once. We know that God is unchangeable. We know that God is self-existent. And we know that God is all-knowing. And then we're going to look at what is God like. Here's what God said in Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, for there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. You know, the Bible says in the last days there'll be many scoffers saying, well, you know, God said this, but it's not going to happen. It didn't come to pass. Well, he has declared the end from the beginning, and his counsel shall stand. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. So those are the attributes of God. But what is God like? You know, God's all-powerful, all-knowing. But that doesn't tell you about who God is. It tells you what God can do. But what is God like? You know, there are people who have all kinds of ideas about what God is like. But you can't know what God is like except from the Bible. The Bible says that he is the living God, you know. The Bible makes quite a big deal to say that God is the living God. Well, that means that he speaks. He's alive. He communicates. He's not like the deists say, he created us and then went off somewhere. He's the living God, and he's the God of the living. We find a couple of times visions of heaven and visions of the throne of God. And we always see the declaration that God is holy. Revelation 3:7 says, "And to the angel of the church at Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy." We see in Revelation 4:8, when John sees a picture of heaven, when the doors of heaven are opened, and he sees the throne of God, and he sees these angels around the throne. And it says, they do not rest day or night saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. They're not talking about his all-knowing, his all-powerful, his all-presence, but they're talking about his very essence. God is holy. And you know, religions always try to imitate holiness. You know, the first time that we ever met Randy Greer, we had started getting his newsletter, and we saw that he was going to have a 30-day meeting down in South Carolina. Well, there's not many preachers today that will have a 30-day meeting. And so that impressed me. And I decided that we should go for a few days. So we made some reservations for a hotel and went online. And there was a hotel that supposedly was remodeled, supposedly. And I even called the pastor. And I don't know why he didn't tell me the truth.
And so we made a reservation at this place, and we got there, and there was an Indian holy man staying there. How did we know he was an Indian holy man? Well, he had on the robes, and he had the stuff all over his face. I don't know what he was doing in South Carolina. He missed a bus or something, but they, you know, they walk around India like that, and everybody thinks they're holy. And they're called holy men. We came back that night, and he was propositioning the clerk at the desk. Because we came back and we were using the computer, and we could hear him propositioning the night clerk. And so Colette went over and there, and he left. And Colette asked her, said, was he propositioning? Yeah, he was propositioning her. He's a holy man. Only God is holy. Only God is pure. Only God is perfect. Only God is free from all defilement. And then we discovered that this man was in the room right next to ours, and he cooked something all night. So we had to pray him out of there. But we saw him walking off, and he never came back. People put on all kinds of airs to convince other people that they are holy. But God is holy. I like this definition. It says, to say that God is holy means that He transcends all that is human and earthly. In other words, He doesn't put on a show. It means He's pure, without sin, righteous. To be holy is the distinguishing mark peculiar to God alone. It is that which sets the being of God apart from all other beings. Holiness means that God is true to Himself and His holiness. So we know that God is holy, God is love. 1 John 4:8 says, for God is love. So if you connect that with His holiness, to say that He's holy means that in His love He deals with man's sin in harmony with His own nature. He does not take a light view of sin, but He has made provision for sin in His righteousness and His holiness. God is love. We know that He so loved the world. God's love is not based on the personal worth of an object, but it is God's love that creates worth. In other words, man in sin is loved in spite of his unloveliness. God loves, period. God is love. We know that God is good. We say that every Sunday, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What does that mean? Check it out. Try it. Taste it. There's a saying that says, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Apparently that means that not all pudding that looks good tastes good. Check God out. Try God out. You know, God says, put me to the test. Psalm 100, verse 5, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever, and His truth endures to all generations. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. And then the Bible tells us not only is He good, but He's merciful. You know, there's a lot of good people that have very little mercy because they're so good. You ever run into them? They disdain anybody who they think's not as good as they think they are good. But God is good, and the Bible says He's full of tender mercies. Tender mercies. Not superficial. He's full of tender mercies. The Bible says He delights in mercy. He delights. He isn't just merciful. He delights in being merciful. You know, God delights in Himself. God likes Himself. The Bible says the Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. Plenteous in mercy. And of course, that famous scripture that says His mercies are new every morning. They're just new every morning. God doesn't say, man, you know, I just showed you mercy yesterday. Good Lord, what is wrong with you people? No, it's a new day. His mercies are new every day. Great is His faithfulness. Hallelujah. You can't get away from God's mercy. You know, I heard Brother Hagin say this, and I believe it to be true from some personal experiences. Brother Hagin, in his experience from pastoring, said that he thought a great majority of people in mental institutions or hospitals were there because they had committed a sin that they thought God would not forgive them. And when we first came to Des Moines, of course, a lot of people had heard of Brother Hagin, and we put, you know, a few little ads in the paper, and we had a lot of calls. And I used to go down in those days to Broadlawns quite often. And I discovered that to be true, that Broadlawns was full of people. I don't want to say Christians, I don't know if they were Christians or not, but full of people who had enough knowledge of God and enough knowledge of sin to know that they had sinned, but not enough knowledge to know that God would forgive them if they asked. And they were so burdened down with guilt that they had a nervous breakdown, so to speak. They let the devil in. And I met many people who thought God would not forgive them. But you see, His mercy extends to forgiveness.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. I'd like to either announce to some of you or remind others that beginning January 8th, that's a Thursday night, we're going to have healing school. This school does not have tuition. The Bible says, freely you've received, freely give. Starting the second Thursday in January and throughout 2015, we're going to have healing school beginning at 7 p.m. And I encourage you to get in on it from the very beginning, because we're going to lay a foundation. And we're going to start with the basic foundation that you need to know first. We're going to be teaching about healing. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be seeing people healed. God is a healer, and He wants His people to know that He's a healer, and we are going to equip you to receive healing and take that message to others. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.